Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a stranger in a truck, stupid world records, and Floyd checks in. It's coming up right after this.
You're reasonable to me.
I'll get that. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm Donnie Baker, man.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
You guys are talking some crazy stuff today, man.
Yeah, have you had
some sick people out there, man? I swear to God there is, man. I work with most of them. Hey, you guys know Jeff Sabry?
No, we don't.
No.
He used to listen to you guys a lot, too. I used to play Little League Baseball with him, man. Me and him was on the same team.
Uh-huh.
Talk about quirks, man. His dad coached. He'd get all nervous and stuff. He'd have to drop a deuce before every game.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of ball players think do that.
I swear to God he would, man. They'd be like, where's Jeff? We'd be like, he's turning two, man. Let him be.
Turning two.
We're dropping the kids at the pool.
Write that in your book, man. He'd come walking back trying to get his belt done. And be like, dead man caulking, here comes Jeff, man. Batter up, man. His dad used to make us pray before every game, man.
Really?
It's embarrassing, man. It's like, you ought to pray for your son. That stinks, man. He was cool, though, man. He grew up, he's a pretty good kid, man. Me and him did every girl in the yearbook. I swear to God we did, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's crazy, man. I had something weird happen this week, and I'm going to tell you guys about
what?
I was craving biscuits and gravy yesterday, man. So I go get biscuits and gravy. I only have $2.25 on me, right?
Uh-huh.
So it was like $1.72 or whatever. She's driving around. I was like, well, man, I got enough, man. I said, hey, give me another biscuit. So I get up there, and the total went up to $2.62, man.
Ooh, yeah.
And I saw on the menu, man, the sausage biscuit's only 99 cents, and the extra biscuit's 96 cents. And she's like, well, get a sausage biscuit then. And I was like, well, I don't want a sausage biscuit, man. You don't know me. I just want an extra biscuit.
You don't know me.
She's like, well, you need to drive back around. I was like, bitch, you know how tough it is holding this boat through the drive-through one time?
Boat, huh?
I swear to God, I came back around. I stood up and I put some pulled pork right in her face. I'm at your sausage. I was like, welcome to the hog roast, you half-baked whore. I want my extra biscuit, man. She got all mad, saying I'm on surveillance and stuff. She's like, I'm getting a manager. I was like, whatever. There's enough for her, too, man. You better just pray my milk don't come in, man. I swear to God, I got in her face, man.
Did you?
I swear to God I did,
uh-huh.
Man.
All right.
Off the phone now.
You know what your quirk is, Randy? You're a dick. I got a gun.
All right, bye. See you, Donnie. Donnie on the loading
desk. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We were in the middle of a sports cast, which I thought I would air out with a little bit of.
Oh, man, I love it. How do you feel about a Jelly Roll? You like a Jelly Roll, dude? Oh.
They have their place. I don't eat them often at all.
Man,
yeah, no.
You don't like a nice jelly donut with that? Nice...
No, that I love. Oh. A Jelly Roll is.
Josh and I couldn't. The one thing we constantly argue about is custard versus cream filled donuts.
Yeah.
Josh is very much a custard man. I'm a cream-filled man.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know the difference either.
Big difference. And in fact, we've got some
cream
coming. We can
better.
Compare them, yeah.
Oh, did we?
They're coming today?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pull that down?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay.
A Buffalo Bills fan has gone viral after taking something extra home from the game. A sleeping fan in his pickup truck in the back, in the bed, with a tarp over him. Buffalo Bills Mafia TikTok shared a video showing a group of fans checking on a young man they found in the bed of their truck. One person can be heard asking if he's all right, and another asks, how did you get in there? The stowaway responds, I have no idea. In a follow-up post, the man who was driving the truck shed some light on the situation. Stevie Sirku said that the kid was super nice, just mistook my truck for his dad's. Something that one of us in this room probably...
I can certainly see this.
...has done many times and maybe might do it later today.
The back of the pickup truck has a cover on it. And if you've watched the video, they hear something, they go back, and it's pitch black, and they open it up, and there's this kid in there. He's got on his Bills jersey. Just a fan. He mistook the truck for his dad's truck.
The Bills fan who recorded the incident, Griffin Knight, said the kid named Aiden had fallen asleep in the truck bed and unwittingly rode home with him. He was sound asleep.
This could be the, this could be the opening scene of Jordan Peele's next film.
Yeah, who, this house ends up being
haunted.
Yeah. Who's to say?
This is the rare case where the kidnapper doesn't even know he's involved in a kidnapping. What's back there? It's a person.
The fan then went inside their house and watched the rest of the Giants game while waiting for his parents to pick him up.
All right.
The best part was, after we got inside, he was settled down and he said, hey, thanks for all this. I know I've been kind of a nuisance with the truck bed and all, but...
Can I sleep with your daughter?
No. Can I borrow a phone charger? That's what he said.
Yeah, it's a sweet, happy story.
Yeah, kindness, yes.
Some Bills fans having some fun. Okay.
Right.
Hey, could you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
Floyd.
I've enjoyed your kidnapping program.
Oh, kidnapping. Fun, huh?
Speaking of strangers riding along, I'm not sure if I told you, but Mick D's had to cut back on her hours down at the thrift and save again.
Oh,
she came down with a bad case of the trench foot, but this time we caught it before it ran up her calf.
Okay.
So I've had to take on a second job to help with the bills in these days, and I'm not driving the Peterbilt. I'm behind the wheel of Big D Chevy Corsica, Ubering folks around for their lift company.
Okay.
Who knew people would pay a decent wage to have you driving around in your own car?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really something.
I've been transporting souls all my life. When you think about it, started off with hogs, then 40-headed cattle. Now I've worked my way up to even more precious cargo. Even though at times I'll say it like this, the hogs and steer make for better conversation.
I bet.
It's actually not a bad side job, but now it kind of goes like this. You know, people ask me for a ride to the hardware store. I say I don't mind if I do. I was heading that direction anyway. Some furnace filters.
That makes sense.
Need a ride to Walgreens? That's fine on account Big D needs new bandages and fresh gauze so I can change the dressing on your bowl. So it's kind of like two birds and one stone when you think about
it. Yeah, sure, you get the gauze.
Only downfall is last week some stupid buzzard puked in my back seat.
Oh, no.
It took a bloodhound daisy over 2 hours to lick it clean.
I'm sorry, bloodhound daisy? The dog's name's Daisy?
Yes. Okay.
You know, that reminds me, somebody should have taught that fool in Manhattan who murdered his wife how to clear his Google history.
Would have been helpful. Yeah.
You're right about that, I guess.
And by the way, I like to keep my passengers entertained regularly with a joke or two.
Oh,
nice.
Here's one to kick your shine to. I try to work it in the rotation regular. What does a bumblebee use to brush its hair?
I don't know.
A honeycomb.
Oh, that's cute. Get it? Very cute, yeah.
You want me to tell it again?
Oh, we got it.
I think we heard it.
That's good. On the count, I'd have to charge you. Well, I better get this lady in my back seat to work on time.
Oh, geez. You've got a passenger.
There you go.
I reckon if it was a law lizard, she could just lift her legs and claim she's already clocking in.
Oh, yeah.
I better make like a rabbit and hop on it. Make sure you buckle up, man.
Okay. Well, that may need a little work.
She was sitting in there and he wasn't even driving.
Thank you, Floyd.
What's going on?
Poor Big D's got the trench foot and boils.
Oh, that's yikes. Tough. Yeah, she's that's when it rains, it pours, huh?
Well, it's going to be a rough weekend at his point.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. The transformative journeys of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs.
We have very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin.
Whether it's the movies I'm doing, whether it's the TV shows, I just tap into the truth. That's what I bring to every project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Keys. People always ask, how did you make it to the NFL? How did you get into acting? There's a story behind all of that. It's about whether you're willing to tell your story or not.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it. Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Use guys remember that they've changed the Pro Bowl around, and it's not really a game. It's going to be like a festival of talent and skills.
That's fun. I think that's more fun.
Well, Peyton and Eli Manning are also, I guess, kind of your hosts. They're going to have something to do with it. Well, okay. they've added Snoop and Pete Davidson to also host the games in Las Vegas on February 5. They will be Snoop and Pete Davidson, captains for the American Football Conference team and the National Football Conference team, respectively. The event will be hosted at Allegiant Stadium, of course. Snoop Dogg, how old do you think Snoop is? I think this can't be...
I was going to guess 60.
Yeah. It says here 51.
Oh, I would have thought older. Okay.
Really? Wasn't Snoop Doggy Dogg 91 or 2?
I don't know.
Early 90s.
Let's 51, see. Born in October of 1971.
Wow. He said, Snoop, 51, captain of the AFC squad, set to be coached by Peyton Manning.
What are they doing? They're not playing a football game, are they?
No.
They're celebrity just, coaches?
Are they going to flag football?
They're flag football and a skills competition. And it's going to be a must watch for any.
You're not going to watch?
Where is it?
No, Vegas, Allegiant Stadium.
Okay, I'm sorry, I just didn't hear it.
Oh, really?
I'll listen harder.
Oh, I wish you would. And
it'll be a bunch of guys that are like in The Hangover, trooping around.
And Pete Davidson, he's 29, from Staten Island. He'll captain the NFC team with Peyton's younger brother, Eli.
Ah.
The younger Manning also has 2 Super Bowl wins, both with the Giants. The G-Man! The AFC team will have Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs starting a quarterback. I'm not sure how they're going to do that if he's still involved in the playoffs. Josh Allen and the Bengals, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Sure, they'll have fun.
Yeah. Are you going to watch? This seems like the kind of thing that
I would never watch this.
Really?
No. I only have so much time left on this earth that I want to be going
what?
On my deathbed, boy.
What?
Sure wish I'd watched a bunch of guys playing touch football.
What could the NFL do other than the games that would get you interested and excited about what they're presenting? Anything at all?
No.
Nothing.
They don't have to do anything else.
They've got the games.
Well, obviously they do. They have Riyaz Shakir, whatever her name is, halftime.
Rihanna, yes.
Well, whatever. They like money. That's
And this flag football game and all sorts of stuff, Tom.
Oh, stupid world record.
A dog in Ohio named Spike has been certified as the oldest dog living.
Hey, Spike, what do you want to do today, Spike? Huh? Yeah, you're right, Spike.
I read a lot about this.
Is this different than the one we had?
Shut up. Yeah. This Spike is a Chihuahua mix. Cutest little white dog you've ever seen.
Huh.
Just a sweet little guy. And he's got some vision issues and some hearing issues. But
even though
there.
He's a smaller dog, and they live longer, Spike confirmed as the title holder. The age of? Do we want to guess how old he is, Tom? You're exempt, of course.
20.
Got a 20. 22.
21.
21. Josh wins. You did not go over. 23 years, 43 days old.
Wow.
Rita Kimball found Spike in the parking lot of a Camden, Ohio grocery store 13 years ago.
Little guy, look at him.
Oh, he is cute.
I have issues with this.
Why?
Uh-oh.
Because you can't confirm when he was born. She just said he was found in a parking lot.
Yeah, but I think he was chipped and they knew.
He
I'm
was?
I'm assuming, yeah. Because they know his exact birthday.
No, I think Ace has blown the lid off his
They know his exact birthday?
Apparently, because they've got the age and...
Most people aren't there when their pet is born.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, here he is with his certificate. And the certificate larger than he is.
Yeah.
He's a sweet little dog. He lives in a farm. He chases cats. I love this dog.
No, I like him.
Is that a birth certificate? Is that
read about no, his, that's read about what he likes for dinner. This is my favorite part.
Where is he in Hawaii? Is that Mr. Kimball, Ms. Kimball says that after a long week of farm work, Spike enjoys his Saturday evening bath, and occasionally he has brown schwager with cheese for dinner. And that's a liver concoction.
Yeah. Sure is. I love it. I'm a big fan.
And sometimes indulges in his favorite potato chips. In his early years, he liked Doritos, recalled Rita.
Not potato chips.
Huh? He liked them crunched up. And would eat the cheese Doritos every time we had them.
That's sweet.
That's very nice.
Some of Spike's other favorite pastimes, of course, he's much better than cats, are napping, playing cat and mouse with the house cat Foxy. They have a cat, too.
Well, they live in a farm.
They've got. It's a great. What a great. Yeah.
I don't have to own a cat.
Oh, every good farm has a cat. No.
Yes, no. Absolutely. No. You got to have a barn.
Have you seen
cat?
That? No. As you can tell,
you ever seen the mice in a barn?
No.
Part all Chihuahua. Right.
Yeah.
And he's the oldest dog in the world, so he's a senior citizen.
Hey! That's cute. Yeah.
A smiler?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so.
He's a sweet little doggy. Come on. You know, this dog is so old, he was actually friends with the Taco Bell dog.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah. There's pictures of the two of them together.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to add something to that. But no, it was just he was friends with the Taco Bell
dog. Well, as you know, the Taco Bell dog is...
Ear lizard, lizard, long, long lizard.
So what?
Remember when the Taco Bell dog would, they were having a Godzilla promotion? He went, here, lizard, lizard, lizard. Giant, big Godzilla there.
He's a sweet little doggy. You gotta love him.
And you know what I like about this? The dog seems to be flourishing. It's not one of those selfish things where the owner just can't let go. And so the dog's miserable every second, begging to be let loose.
Happy little dog, isn't that great?
Yeah, this is a happy dog.
Okay, do we have any other world records?
Well, actually, one more.
Stupid world record.
What a blessed Friday.
A woman living in Spain has been confirmed as the world's oldest woman living at 115 years old.
So she's a senora citizen.
Beat him to the punchline, didn't you?
Just having fun with my buddy Tom.
Yeah.
As of...
Nice tag.
As of...
It's officially now a running gag.
Yeah. Emphasis on gag.
No, emphasis on running.
As of yesterday, she's 115 years old.
We haven't checked in today, right?
Maria Brañas Morera is 115 years, 321 days old. Morera, born in San Francisco, California, but now lives in Catalonia, became the title holder following the passing...
One of my favorite B.B. King song.
...of 118-year-old Lucille Randon.
Oh, that's Caledonia,
oh,
sorry.
That was our nun from France.
She...
Sister Andre.
She... What kind of an accent was that?
I don't know.
I think it was probably I was saying. I think you did. I think that's how it sounds, probably.
She attributes her longevity to order, tranquility, good connection with family,
and verbosity,
and friends.
Now keep going there, Toots.
Contact with babbling. Nature. She's not done.
No, of course she isn't.
Emotional stability. No worries. No regrets. Lots of positivity.
Somebody shut her up!
A brand new car. And staying away from toxic people. Fresh food and vegetables.
Sipping the blood of virgins.
Sipping the blood of virgins at a pizza restaurant somewhere in the Bronx. That's right.
Would you be happier if it, no, she's probably going to pass away in her sleep in the next, whatever, short time. Would you be happier if one of these oldest people in the world ended in something really crazy.
Like, I'm jumping into a volcano, that kind of thing.
Yeah, she was on a tour, slipped and fell into a volcano. Or that she was in the woods in a tour, and she was the oldest and couldn't get away from the grizzly bear.
Oh, my.
This little grizzly bear. Ooh, jerky.
The world's oldest woman, Maria, often takes to Twitter with the help of her daughter. To share her...
Her daughter's got to be 90-something.
Maria.
That's my favorite headline.
I just buried a girl. Right.
That's one of my favorite headlines from my buddies at Onion. Area old man, son, also old man.
I love that.
That's great. Christy, you want to give me the teaser over there?
Yes. Coming up, we have more, not cheese in the news, but we do have... chicken wings in the news.
Oh, what's your favorite cheese, Tom? Did you say American? What was it?
I have to say Munster.
And where did Havarti come from? It's like only five or six
it's
years
Danish.
Old. Right?
I think
Havarti?
It's Danish.
From all the gas.
I love Havarti.
Cheese makes Havarti?
Yeah, I have Havarti very much.
Havarti and Chipotle, all the.
I love it.
In the last 10 years. Where did it all come
from? Like a nice Kojak.
Oh, who loves you, baby?
Colby and Monterey Jack mixed
came
together.
From Southside Johnny.
Okay. You know why I suck on these lollipops? It improves my...
Carol Baskin's in the news. We have tractors in the news.
So we got Tiger King news.
Tiger King.
And it's weird. It's a pretty Tiger big King story. And we got a place where you can smoke King the reefer legally, and it's a nice vacation place, so you may want to plan your next vacation if that's your thing. And I do want to find out if there has to be a travel agency that specializes in sending you on. Is there like a marijuana cruise?
I don't know.
Have any of the cruise ships done
I think
done
we
like,
have had that story, think. Haven't
Are
we?
There maritime laws
Yeah,
I'll
regarding
find out
that?
About that?
No, international waters, anything goes, right?
I would think.
Yeah. Murder.
Just the opposite. Yeah. Look it up.
Oh. Are there murder cruises?
Yes, you want to go on a cruise?
Have you ever picked up the paper lately?
I'm sure there's the occasional unpleasant partner heaved over the side.
Oh, sure.
It happens, yes.
Well, okay, she happen. Lost her footing.
Whoops. Oops.
It's the boy. Third wife this
boy,
year.
Boy, was she drunk.
Boy. Things sure are quiet.
What
now.
Are the odds, huh?
Well, I guess I'll do what I want.
I'm not all that into the religion right now, but I do keep an eye on what's going on in the Catholic Church. And one of the big controversies right now is that the people who are have that gluten allergy, they can't take the host because it's made out of wheat. And so they've been trying to get the church to change it, as a lot of denominations have, where you can have an option for a rice.
Oh, I read about this last
they
year.
They do have that.
No, not anymore.
But they don't in the Catholic Church. The
Pope nixed that last year.
Oh, here's a little protest song. People who have gluten
celiac
allergies
disease. Okay.
Have put together, and I think it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Here's Tim Cavanaugh.
Jesus is just all rice with me.
Yeah.
Jesus is just all rice. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just all rice with me. Jesus is just all rice.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.